Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After a series of recent close calls at the nation's airports, the FAA has convened a safety summit today. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve joins us from the summit in McLean, Virginia. Chris, good to talk with you. Who is taking part in this safety summit, and what are they talking about?
Well, we heard from the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, the acting administrator of the FAA, and many of the stakeholders in the national airspace system, the representative from the airlines, from pilots, air traffic control, airports, the regional airlines. And then you've got it was an overflow room of people from the industry and some notable folks, former FAA administrators, Captain Sully Sullenberger from Miracle on the Hudson fame, also attending today. So there is high interest in having a real conversation about what these red flags we've been seeing at the nation's airports may indicate about the safety of the system.
Chris, we're sure hearing about a lot of close calls these days. Have there really been more incidents or maybe more coverage that's snowballing one right after another?
I asked the chair of the NTSB that very question yesterday, and her answer was they have seen an uptick. Excuse me, Steve. They have seen an uptick in serious incidents, and that is why they're investigating more serious incidents. You know, they are seeing this more of them in a short period of time than you would normally see.
Is the aviation system overloaded? Is it over capacity?
You know, that's one of the things that we heard being talked about a little bit here. And there's not complete agreement here. United CEO Scott Kirby has told us in interviews that he thinks based on current staffing levels at airlines in general and at the FAA for the air traffic controllers, that the system is probably at about its max for the number of daily flights. Pilots certainly agree with that. Whether or not all of the airlines do, it's an open point of conversation, but certainly it's one of the things that safety advocates, safety experts, the National Transportation Safety Board and others are starting to ask. Is the system stretched to its limits? And these are essentially circuit breakers that we're seeing going off, signs that the system is stretched.
Air travel is extremely safe statistically, but what's the feeling among aviation experts with whom you speak? Is it, Chris, only a matter of time until we have a domestic disaster?
Well, you know, I think everybody looks at safety as you take safety one day at a time, because you can have 14 years of safety and then one incident, one accident somewhere changes that conversation. You know, the answer that we get over and over again is that the system is overwhelmingly safe, but there's a clear understanding today that some things need to change to make it even safer. And on the other hand, we're talking about incidents. We're talking about close calls, not accidents. And the fact that people are getting together proactively to talk about the close calls as opposed to waiting for an accident is something that safety advocates in and out of aviation point to as a success in the system, that the view of safety has evolved to being something where you intercept a problem, you don't respond to one.
So this is a serious discussion going on at this summit. It's not, and I'll use the phrase, dog and pony show, where bureaucrats show up to get on camera.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the things that remains to be seen. It does seem like there was a frank conversation. This morning was open press, so there was a lot of media there. That can certainly start to feel a bit like a dog and pony show. The afternoon are closed door breakout sessions where they hope that very honest conversations will be taking place. We heard from pilots kind of consistently today that one of the strains that they think they're seeing is you had a lot of senior pilots take buyouts from various airlines, not all, but most. And so then you've got new pilots. You've got a lot of new pilots, new captains, new first officers flowing into new airlines. You have air traffic controllers that had a lot of retirement. So you've got new air traffic controllers. There's a lot of new in the system. And it's not that they're not experienced. It's not that they're not qualified, but you don't have that same seasoned, grizzled veteran, so to speak, in some of those seats that you would have had 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Chris Van Cleve, CBS News at that FAA Safety Summit in McLean, Virginia. Chris, thank you for the update. We appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.